So, let's see. Or, as I said, I haven't even looked at this at all yet. So, it's quite raw for all of us. And the chart is get married. Date of birth is 14 September 1977. So September 14, 1977, 22, 55, female, Ambala, A-M-B-A-L-A, separate word, Kant, K-A-N-T-T.
I didn't hear the last part.
All right. Ambala, A-M-B-A-L-A, and then I guess it's, I mean, if it's Sanskrit, it would be Chant, C-A-N-T-T. Let's see, and that's India.
Sometimes that Kent is like cantonment or whatever. So
cantonment. That is the meaning the British area. Right. So Ambala, I see two Ambalas. They're basically the same. So I'm going to assume that's right. File.
Bangladesh.
It should be India. And we'll see which one of you I can ply her off on. Let's see. Which one of you is willing to take this case? Oh my goodness.
You try to pawn your new clients off now? Too much?
I kind of have to, actually, if, you know, like, I give them a list of people that they can go to. But, so, let's just take a quick, brief look. This is how I do it. I take a quick, brief look at the chart. That way it's in my head. Then I read what they want. So, we got Libra. Taurus Lugna with Venus in the third. What's the deal with that Venus in the third?
She's too nice.
Yeah, but look at the Argala.
The Bandhana and the
Totally, it's a Bandhana. And it's a complete Bandhana because that Venus is not giving Argala, it's giving Virodha, you know? And
it's her doing it.
And it's her doing it, exactly. Let's see, how close is that Jupiter and Mars? So we got Jupiter 10... and Mars 14, so they're not too bad. We got Sun in its own sign in the fourth at 28 as Atmakarika with Saturn 0. Oof, it's a Gandanta Saturn, and Mercury is where in there. So Mercury is safe, that's good, but it's a Gandanta Saturn, and then we got Rahu Moon. And let's see, Rahu is 22 and Moon is 15. So they're not too close, but they are in the same nakshatra. All right. Let's see. In the Navamsha, Rahu's in Cancer. Moon's exalted, making that Moon strong, but the Rahu is in Cancer, so it still brings this Moon energy. Saturn is Nietzsche. Ouch. Venus is Ucha, which in our case isn't good because it's giving a Virodha, you know? And it's a Marna Karkastana Mars. Okay. Jupiter's Nietzsche, huh?
I've got Rahu and Leo.
Really? Let's see. Rahu is 22:45, so it's right on the line there.
Yeah, I've got 23:52 Rahu.
You're using Sri Jyoti Star?
No, I'm in Jehora.
using true or mean nodes?
I usually use mean, unless something got switched. Maybe because there was two Ambulas, but that didn't seem like it set it off that much.
Alright. And Dasha is... So I haven't even looked at her questions. So that's, you know, when I'm reading, I'm you know, that's the filter that I'm going to be reading through. And she is in Jupiter Dasha. So, what is it? Jupiter Venus. And Jupiter... is not cursed, and Venus is Papa Kartri, but it's also Shubha Kartri, so it's, you know, but there is this, you know, it's Jupiter, Mars, Venus, it's a Mala Yoga there, so Moon Rahu is in charge, and what, Rahu was the older, so Rahu's in charge there, and it is a Kalasarpa. Mm-hmm. And she's just at the age where what it's just breaking, so oh my goodness, so I just sneezed, so that's indicating
she's still in a couple of years, isn't it?
There's something up with the it, not, you know, it's 77, so she's 39, so mm-hmm. So yeah, she has 3 more years, but that Kalasarpa, there's something going on with that Kalasarpa. You heard the prana. All right, so the message. Hello, how do I urgently contact with Panditji for my criminal case and divorce case, as I am here in USA, implicated in false case after getting married on 16th September 2016. So just this September she got married. And let's just take a quick minute. And so she got married on 16th of September. All right, September. See if that's like some... And I'm just going to make it what? Like...
Evening sometimes.
Evening, you think she got married? I'd say noon. She didn't say where, though. But at noon, there's Saturn and Mars in the Lagna. Ouch. And Rahu and Mercury together. So Rahu Mercury showed deceit with finances and money. Venus is Nietzsche. And let's see, Venus was 27 and the Sun was... she got married on a Sankranti. Ha! A case of marriage on a Sankranti, right? Marriage on Sankranti. Rahu is with Mercury. And what was this? Jupiter Sun is anything? The Moon is also is 0 degrees. So
wait,
Moon
did
is.
Did you say the legal troubles are from the marriage?
I don't know. I'll go back and read it. She just said she got married. That's the day she got married. And so I was just double looking to see, you know, what's going on with that. And 2, 3. So Moon is Sunday, Sun is Sankranti, Rahu's with Mercury. That's what we have not working there. Let's see. And Rahu and Venus are conjunct in the Navamsha. So maybe some, who knows what kind of affair happened, and some lying about money, and it was a worthless marriage anyway because they got married on Sankranti. All right. So let's go back. How do I urgently contact with Panditji for my criminal case and divorce case? So there's a divorce and a criminal case. As I am here in U.S. implicated in false case against getting married, in a false case after getting married, 16 September 2016, and my date of birth, and she gave her date of birth and her location. I was arrested on March 8th, so what is it? She was just arrested, right? No, so like 2 months ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so about 2 months ago. And same day, my husband filed for a divorce. So she got arrested, husband filed for divorce. Now I am contesting 2 cases. So she's contesting the divorce and contesting the arrest. Criminal case for felony 3, assault to elderly, and divorce case. Assault to elderly. Right now being sheltered by senior citizens of my Sikh community, as I don't know anyone here. It has been very traumatizing. It's been a very traumatizing experience for me here in USA. I come from India on fiance visa. Got married to my fiance. It was a arranged marriage, and we knew each other for 5.5 years before we got married. Wow. Marriage gave me all the troubles and these issues to take care of. Please help M, and let me know what will be the outcome of my next court hearing on May 2nd. May 2nd? That's still ahead. For criminal case. And also don't want to divorce my husband. And the divorce case final hearing is 12 May. Please help me. Very big, she wrote. Please help me. All right. Anybody interested? You interested in this one?
If we talk about
it's
it.
Some heavy stuff.
If we talk about it, sure. But my goodness.
Okay, so I'll refer her to you. So unless one of you guys are really dying to have her as a, you know, client. All right, so let's look. So legal issues. So with that, we saw the Dasha wasn't a bad Dasha. I mean, what was it? Jupiter?
Jupiter-Venus.
Jupiter-Venus. I mean, why is Jupiter-Venus doing that? Let's see. Venus is lording the sixth house, so Venus is sixth lord. But it's also Lagna Lord. But it just goes to show that sixth lord is acting up. You know, there's some enemy situation happening here. And Jupiter, what's the situation, Jupiter, for a Libra or Taurus Lagna?
Not the best.
No, he's one of the worst planets. Because he's Lord of the Eighth and Lord of what they call a Trishodaya. Trishodaya meaning third, sixth, or 11th. So as Lord of Trishodaya, he becomes malefic, and as Lord of Eighth, he's malefic. So he's a very malefic planet in general. But he's what we call we could almost call it a temporal, meaning temporal is not the right word, but it means that Jupiter disagrees with the values and nature of that person. Which, you know, you can debate the implications of what that means for a Taurus Lagna, that they don't get along with the values of Jupiter. So Jupiter's not that good, and Venus is sixth lord. Is that enough? Let's see. Jupiter is conjunct Mars. How close are they? They weren't too close, right?
4 degrees.
4 degrees?
Yeah.
So Jupiter is activating Mars, and Mars is 12th lord. Oh, so it's 8th and 12th lord conjunct there, and 6th lord. So she's running, you know, so all the Dushtana houses are getting activated in this Dasha. Who would think for Jupiter-Venus if we looked at it too fast, right? You know, if we just looked at it like that, someone would say, oh, what a wonderful Dasha. All right, and then transits. Right now we have Rahu is going over her Mercury Saturn Sun, and let's see, to be exact, let's see, and I'm gonna save her marriage chart.
Would one step be to advise her to just let go of the marriage?
The thing is she lets go of the marriage, you know what happens to her. She has to go back to India.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, does she want to save the marriage, or does she not want to leave the USA?
Mm-hmm.
So let's just remember that one, you know.
Yeah.
Let's see. So, I'm just wanting to new. All right. So Rahu right now is running 5 degrees Leo, and we got Mercury at 13 Leo. We got Saturn was Sunday, so it went over Saturn. How long ago did it go over Saturn? It went over Saturn.
I don't know why it went over Saturn. It's going backwards.
Oh, it's going backwards. It's 5. Okay. So it's heading towards Saturn. That's her criminal case. Mm-hmm. That Rahu is slowly heading to activate Saturn. Okay. Right? Let's see. When is Rahu changing signs? He's changing signs in August. Is it? I think it's August he changes sign. So, you know, it's slowly moving to that Saturn. And let's see, Sun is 28. So it passed the Sun a while ago, and we're not dealing with that. So it's in between that Mercury and Saturn, and it's slowly heading, and it's activating that Saturn. So we know Saturn's getting activated by Rahu, and let's see where Saturn is. Saturn right now is... In Sag, there's nothing in Sag, but he's opposite that Jupiter and Mars, so he's giving he's activating the negative aspects of Jupiter Mars, right? And I'm sorry I'm not giving you guys room to talk, but I just want to get this, you know, like this is sitting in my box, so I'm just like, you know, and look, so it's aspecting that Jupiter Mars, and it's aspecting her moon. And her moon is not good, so Saturn is, you know, she already has anxiety, and then Saturn beating up her moon in transit. Yeah.
Mars also aspects that moon.
Oh, so it is a cursed moon. So we got a cursed moon that has Saturn, the Saturn aspect hitting it. All right, so our first remedy for her is going to be to take care of that moon curse. Why that first compared to anything else?
So that she can mentally deal with what's going on, mentally and emotionally.
Exactly. And that's our weakest point right now. You know, her weakest point is she's probably, I mean, we saw in the email she sent us, like, I mean, would you want to deal with somebody who sent you an email like that? Like, nobody probably wants to deal with her. She probably can't get a good lawyer. She, you know what I mean? Like, So that moon curse is being activated with Saturn's aspect, and that Saturn, Gandanta's about to get activated with her court case coming up. And so our first thing is to get her to, like, kind of act normal, to ground out and act, right? You know, we got to get her to calm down. We got to get her doing, like, and what would we do for a remedy there?
Durga something.
Something for Durga, right?
I thought Durga used when the moon was strong.
Yeah, but well, what would we use otherwise right now?
Well, there's somewhere in there it says use Kali when the moon is weak.
But here it's conjunct Rahu, so that overrules it.
So, I mean, moon Rahu is distinct Durga.
Yeah, right? Strong moon, strong or weak. Then we're and it's all by itself, and we're not sure which way it's going. Then we're looking at strong weak. But here it's conjunct Rahu. It's Durga. If it's conjunct Saturn, it's Kali. Like, there's no it's done. You know, like, yeah. So and which mantra would we give her? What'd your daughter just say?
I don't know. I can ask. You want me to find out?
No. Just what did you hear? Okay.
White weeful children.
Well, it's important. It's important because I said, what mantra do we give? And she, you know, made this this is Namita.
Hey, Scott, what did you say? What did you just say? Wow, mommy, how did you do your hair?
Chamunda Yuviche.
No. Why? Why did you do Chamunda?
It's connected with the fifth. Because it's in the trines.
All the more reason. Chamundayevich.
I don't know if it has a note here.
Oh, yeah. I'm Hrim Klim Chamundayevich.
Yeah.
Because you can just do Om Chamundaye, you know, like there's all kinds of variations.
No, I just meant between the three.
Yeah. So I'm Hrim Klim Chamundayevich, the 5-9 syllable, because it's in trines in the fifth house. Perfect. All right, so we got the Navarna mantra for her moon to kind of calm that reality down and kind of, you know, and we want her to do some just breath work in the morning, something that gets her to, you know, however, you know, and we all have different ways that we do yoga and that kind of stuff. So we want to give her, if she either send her to a yoga class or give her some breathing exercises, anything just to get her to kind of, you know, something that grounds her in her breath and gets her to calm down. Because she's going to make herself look like a fool in the court case, too, if she doesn't deal with that moon.
And also, what about like a Durga Kavach, because it's Rahu with the Rudra.
Would be awesome. And particularly, she's Indian, so she could easily, you know, find that online and start chanting that. Yep. All right, so you're gonna write her and send her all this stuff.
I meant an actual... you say with Rahu with AL wearing something. Sometimes.
But for this, we just right now we're not gonna do full reading. Okay. We want to get her out of
Can't.
That would be a career reality, you know.
Okay.
And we're not worried about her career.
No, but we're concerned about her image. Sorry to.
But.
Still no. Okay.
It's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is she Sikh though, or?
It don't matter. The Sikhs will do any Hindu remedy.
They're cool. Okay.
Well, let's see. There's a little picture of her here, too. She looks like a nice lady. Very nice looking woman. All right. So, dear Binny. Let's see. Please be in touch. Should I say advanced or senior? You want to be senior or advanced, huh?
No,
what do you like better?
Mm-mm.
Senior or advanced? What would you guys prefer, senior or advanced? When you're done this, should I call you a senior student or an advanced student? Huh?
None of the above.
Maggie?
Senior.
Senior, all right. Can I spell your name like that?
No, M-O-Y-E-E.
Y-E-E?
Mm-hmm.
And it is, give me, what's your, let me push pause on this so it doesn't go on the recording. Oh, I forgot to turn this back on. So, just for the recording, we pulled up Narayana Dasha just to have a quick look. She's running Capricorn since January. And Capricorn, third from its K2, six from Capricorn is Jupiter and Mars, indicating Mars is giving us an enemy there. And Jupiter, you know, Jupiter in the sixth house makes the enemy a bit smarter than her. And as I was just saying, I'm repeating, Venus in the seventh is not a standard indication for a divorce. It's standard indication of meeting somebody. So something's up. We want to look into that. Like, why did she get a combination for... Why is the divorce happening when it's supposed to be a good dasha for love and relationship? Like, what's up, you know? Something's up there.
Well, what about the Upapada?
The Upapada has Rahu transiting it.
Right, and that's Saturn's sun also, too. That can't be the best.
No,
it
can't
be. Yeah.
It has Saturn's sun on the Upapada with Rahu second from the Upapada. And Rahu, whatever second from the Upapada shows what breaks the marriage, and that shows some really messed up stuff is breaking the marriage, you know. And on a certain level, we could say her insanity, her craziness, you know, this her Rahu moon is destroying the marriage. So again, that's, you know, getting her to calm the heck down is going to be important to save this. But, you know, the fact that her husband, you know, she got arrested and her husband filed for divorce, we can say either, who knows, maybe she did something really terrible And he's just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm married to this woman. Or it could have not been working, and that could have been the last straw. So, and that's going to make a big difference there, you know, for how we deal with that.
Since we sometimes say that Rahu is involved with infidelity, would we say second from could be infidelity?
There would have to be a Venus connection. Okay. If Rahu was in a Venus sign or something of that nature, here it doesn't even have a Rashi Drishti at all. So it's not. I would doubt it's infidelity based on the Upapada.
But Venus Mars are aspecting the second and D9.
Yeah, but still the Upapada itself, you know.
Yeah.
If we're reading from that, the first Upapada. Let's see, Venus and Mars. Just Venus. In the D9.
Eighth aspect of Mars.
Oh, eighth house. It has its graha drishti. Yeah. Okay. And all right, so and then we have all that craziness going on, eighth house from there, and ninth we have Rahu. Ninth from the Rasha, Dashi Rasha. And the Bhadakasthana is clear though from Capricorn. Which, you know, with Maggie you went and looked Bhadaka from Lagna, but more important, and we use everything and we can use that, but the fact that we want to look at Bhadaka from the Rashi Dasha. And there's nothing there, which is a good thing. Okay. And so that kind of let us know that there's definitely some more junk going on and kind of helped us clarify a little bit. And then we jump over to Mula Dasha. And let's see, and she's running Rahu.
Rahu Ketu.
Oh my goodness, and look at that. It's March 10th. What was her, she entered Rahu Ketu March 10th, and she said...
8th March.
8th of March. What happened?
She got arrested.
She got arrested. So, and remember when I sneezed? It was on the Kalasarpa. And so Rahu Ketu, Mula Dasha, the Kalasarpa got activated, and she in the criminal case happened. So notice there's the Kalasarpa, but I didn't focus on the Kalasarpa. Now we see that the Kalasarpa activation created the situation, so now we know we want to do a Kalasarpa remedy. That this issue relates to the Kalasarpa. Mm-hmm. And she should have somebody from her family in India go and sit for and organize and be there for the Kalasarpa remedy to be done.
Puja, Kalasarpa
puja? Oh, full puja. To be done for Kalasarpa right now, for her, and she should have a family member. Because the thing with Kalasarpa is, you know, if you want a puja that they'll cheat you on, Kalasarpa is the best one because it's Kalasarpa. You know, it's like $10,000, and then they don't even do anything. You know, like, so we see that the Muladash is telling us the Kalasarpa is creating havoc. It's activated and it's creating this.
All right. Doesn't the Kalasarpa kind of function underneath? And you're saying it just gets lit up?
I mean, we see it just got activated.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like imagine if you got a snake around your neck and like a pet python around that you like to wear, and then one day he decides to just start strangling you.
Yeah. Got it.
There's the image. Oh yeah. You know, I have a friend that has a python, and she I don't know, she has some silly name for it, and she feeds it like rats and stuff like that, and it's just like, and it's only like this big right now, you know, but like one day it'll be like right, you know, like there it goes. All right, so she's living in a shelter with senior citizens, And she's got so she's got this assault to elderly. A case for felony 3. I don't know what a case for felony 3 means. Assault to elderly. Maybe she means a case for 3 felonies or
no,
something?
No, I think it's felony 1, felony 2, felony 3.
Something. Oh my god, her third felony?
No, I think it's different.
Different
oh, there's different types of felonies?
Yeah.
Okay, I was thinking the third strike rule in California, where like on your third felony they put you in jail and you're done. Where did she say she's from?
I don't think she did.
She didn't tell us, right?
I googled level 3 felony and Indiana came up.
Indiana came up?
Yeah.
And what is it?
Level 3 felony, the next level felony under criminal law defines a possible sentence as between 3 and 16 years in the Department of Corrections, with advisory sentence being 9. So, I mean, I don't know if other states have it, but that's the only one that came up. It's the top of Google.
All right. So we need to have a Kalasarpa Puja done. She needs to be doing this, the Navarna mantra. And then for the court case, we just got to do a standard Bhagava mantra. Bhagava mantra that you can give her is Om Bhagalambikaye Namah. There's much more intensive mantras, but that's one. But Om Bhagalambi, Om, do we want a Hrim in there? Om Hrim Bhagalambikaye Namah. What's our syllables right there?
Nine
syllables?
Namah is 2 syllables, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And so 9. We have 3, 3, 9. So in her chart, 3, 1, and then 9th from that takes us to the 11th house. Then we do 9 more, which takes us to the 7th. We add Hrim, we're going forwards, which we hit her 4th house, and then we have 10 syllables, right? So we go 4th and then to the 10th. And which one would we prefer? We had a choice here. There's no reason to do comma trines. So let's do it with Hrim. Om Hrim Bhagalambikaye Namah.
Did you just do that from Lagna? Or where did you?
I did it from Lagna.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm using the Aruda from the Aksharas and the words.
Oh.
So number of words to the number of aksharas,
oh,
and
great.
Then and then you do the aruda from that.
Got it.
And that's where the deity stands. So if it's 3, then if it's 3 words, then we're starting from the so words is in the 3rd house,
mm-hmm.
And then I did it. And then we have 9 syllables, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then that's 9th house, and then we count that's 7th from there. So it takes it back to the 7th house. So Bhagala would sit in the 3rd there. And Bhagala sitting in the 3rd, I'm not really interested in that. Where if we do it from 4 syllable, we have words sitting in the 4th and 10th, and then the deity is going to come back to the 4th. Only because the Aruda is 1-7. We don't do the 4-10 rule, you know, the... Yeah, so do it with Hrim, and that'll help with that Rahu and Sunday Saturn. Get her to do that for 3 hours in the evening. To have her make a small Bhagala Yantra with turmeric. And small Bhagala Yantra with turmeric. She chants that. There's no sex when you do Bhagala mantra. And there's no leaning on anything. See how this chair doesn't have a back? And
mm-hmm.
See how you're leaning back? She has to sit upright. Only time she's allowed to lay down is when she goes to sleep.
Okay.
So So those are the two rules
all
for Bhagavata.
All day long.
All day long. So it's complete sitting up all day long. Only time she's allowed to lean back is when she goes to sleep. So three hours Bhagavata mantra at night, sitting up constantly, celibacy, and turmeric yantra. She can fold the turmeric up and put it in a river in the morning before she does her court case. And tell her to make a sankalpa with Bhagala, that if Bhagala makes it so that she has no jail time, that she'll do a 1 year sadhana.
And she should make the sankalpa at the beginning,
right? Yeah. So she can do it right now, and she says, hey, if you get me out of this, for the next year, I'll continue this. And she has to keep it or else. Oh my goodness, it's a sankalpa with the Bhagavata that you don't keep. Alright, so we got the Bhagavata sankalpas, that's straight for the court case. And we see the Jupiter-Mars thing going on, so that's going to help settle that. That should also help settle the husband down, because Mars is seventh lord.
But even with that upapada, we're thinking it's possible to save the marriage if she can calm down.
You got to find out why this Venus is seventh from the Narayana Dasha Rashi.
Okay.
Something's up. There's something there. There's something she, you know, there's a bigger story going on with the husband. Because, you know, she's in a Jupiter Mahadasha.
Mm-hmm.
And the seventh lord is conjunct Jupiter, like, and yeah, it's not a good planet for a Taurus Lagna, but there's something else going on, you know. There's
the Jupiter is debilitated in Navamsa, with its lord also debilitated. I don't know.
Oh, with his lord also debilitated. Okay, so it's just defunct. It's defunct. So the marriage is defunct. It's a completely defunct marriage. See, without knowing what she did, like, you know, it's hard because maybe she needs to go to jail, you know, but have her do the Bhagavata. Bhagavata won't let a criminal out of jail. But if it's not, you know, something too severe, like it's something stupid or something, you know, tell her to plead ignorant. Tell her to plead, I don't know what's going on. That totally defunct Jupiter in the second can, like, Donald Trump has a defunct Jupiter in the second. So that'll just give you an idea of how defunct Jupiter in the second works. I mean,
why is that?
What does Donald Trump say? He says whatever he needs to say to get his way, and it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
So that's, and in her case, she needs to say whatever she needs to say. Oh, I don't know, I don't, you know, yeah. So, but only advise that if what, you know, because you don't want to give her the way out if she just, like, beat up some old lady or something, you know what I mean? Like, and that's where it gets to be this, you know, like, right? Like, we don't want to create more negative karma. So make sure that we do want to help her get off, and then make sure you tell her that and give her that Bhagavata remedy.
And possibly tell her that, you know, if you misuse a Bhagavata mantra,
yeah,
that there would be a,
and even that Bhagavata, make sure you know why she's, what the criminal case is, and make sure you feel comfortable helping her get off.
Okay,
you know.
So you're saying make sure she didn't do something that's deserving of jail time before you give her that remedy.
Yeah. Our job is not to help criminals, you know, not serve their time, you know. Our job is to make sure that somebody who, I mean, you know, the people that I deal with the most in this situation are people in the marijuana industry, you know, who've had some issue. And marijuana is a completely legal plant in India. It's in all the Ayurvedic texts, and people are using it. Like, there's no way I want them, those kind of people, to go to jail. So I give them the full sadhanas to do, you know. And they've, in general, are very successful. Most recent.
Might this woman just say whatever she needs to get the remedies? Though
I was thinking, how am I going to?
Well, that's why you don't tell her that you're debating what remedy to, you know. First, you find
exactly what happened.
Yeah, exactly what happened. Get the details, and then decide whether, you know, you don't want to put your karma on the line. You know, if she did something that's like really like, oh my gosh, you know, she got cornered and accused of something that, you know.
This is a lot to determine in a conversation, though, because she could be lying.
Yeah. And you want to say, you want to say for the remedy, you got to be exactly clear. I need to know exactly what happened to give you the remedy. and then whenever she says, say, is that all that's happened? I need to know exactly in order to give you the remedy. Mm-hmm. And you know, if it's something that's not. That's nasty, and we don't wanna like have our karma associated with, just the Navarna mantra.
Yes. Okay.
And then you're dealing with her mentally, and you tell her focus on this, and it'll calm her down and help her deal with her moon curse, and it'll help her burn up her karma that much faster. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. Anything else we need to do there? So we got something to help her with the court case. The marriage we're not going to be able to save, but we still need to figure something out. And you know, like, is she going to have to leave the country? Because she's still, you know, if she only got married in September, like, she gets divorced, she'll have to leave right away, right?
Except she's saying it's been a very traumatizing experience in the U.S. I wonder if she even wants to stay.
I think she does.
You think you're just assuming they all do?
I'm just assuming. But, let's see, like, we look at the Narayana Dasha Lord and fourth from the Narayana, and it's a double, like, you know, it's Capricorn Narayana, and fourth from that is Aries. And is anything transiting Aries right now? We have Moon, Mercury, Sun in there. That the new moon was just in there. Whew. That makes it a very dangerous house for the next month.
Why are we looking at fourth in this case?
Fourth from the, because we're looking at her wanting to stay in the country and whether she's going to stay in the country or not. And there was just that new moon in that happened in that house. So, because there's nothing in there. If there was a malefic in there, then I'd say 100% she's leaving the country. Benefic in there, I'd say no, she's going to figure out a way to stay. There's nothing in there. We look at transit, and transit to Amavasya just happened there. Mm-hmm. So, and she wrote me just before Amavasya, but I didn't even open this chart until after. You know?
Mm-hmm.
not even going to open into her, you know, this kind of karma. Like, I read just the first half of this, and I was like, nope, I'll wait till after Amavasya to look. All right. Yeah. So that Rahu is coming to that Saturn. So the thing is, once the court case is done, she's going to need to do something about that Saturn, and you want her to be back in touch with you.
Do we think she has to leave the country? Looking like? Not that I would say that necessarily, but what do you think?
It's very, what do you call it? If we look at from the Narayana Dasha, it's giving us, you know, it's there's no planet forcing something.
Mm.
We see that it's treacherous at this moment, but that's a transit, mm-hmm. you know, so that's changing. So right now it looks horrible. Like, is if time gets, you know, somebody that had a lot of money, I would have them push the court case out another month or two. But I doubt we have that ability right now. And we see that that's...
You threw up a prashna?
I haven't done a prashna yet.
Okay.
And I wouldn't do a prashna until I actually sat down with her. I could have done a prashna when we started, but that prashna at the time of sitting with her is going to be the most impactful, you know? But that Saturn Sunday in the fourth with Rahu moving towards it, that's enough to do a home disaster.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing, is once the court situation is dealt with, the home disaster is the next thing to face. But, you know, right now she has to put all her energy into dealing with that court case.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, dealing with her moon curse and the court case. And then you can dig into, you know, creating some stability in her living situation. All right. Then she's good till May 2nd. All right.
Can I ask a question before
yeah.
we move on?
Yeah.
What is the thing with jail time? Like, where are we seeing that? Is that something with the 12th house?
Jail time. 212, 5-9. And we have Mars in the second,
mm-hmm.
212, and we have Rahu in the 5-9. So we have two planets that are bringing jail time, Mars and Rahu. And if we look, there's the Mala Yoga with Rahu leading it, and there's the Kala Sarpa that, you know, is being activated.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that Rahu and the Muladasha again being activated. So that Rahu is really the strongest indicator of jail time. But neither one is in a evil Drekana. So, you know, they're pulling her there, but there's ability to be pulled out. Let's see, if you look, I can never remember exactly, but on my blog, I have the, let's see, jail combinations.
Oh.
Freedom, let's see if that brings it up. Jail combinations, freedom video brings it up as the first one. And so here the... If evil planets occupy 12, 5, 2, or 9, the person will be imprisoned according to the nature of the house. If the lagna is Bujiga, second or third of Cancer, first or second of Scorpio, and last of Pisces, or Nagata, first of Capricorn, aspected by malefics, the person will similarly be confined. So here we have malefics in the 2 and 5 of that combination, but we don't have second and third of Cancer being activated, we don't have first and second of Scorpio, we don't have the last of Pisces.
Are you talking about Drekanos?
We're talking about Drekanos.
Oh, but Venus is activated.
Yeah, but
Venus is in the third.
But in the third, that's not a jailhouse.
It's not the two. Okay.
That's not a jail. That's not 212, 5, or 9.
Okay.
Or lagna.
Okay.
So lagna or those four houses, with those Drekanas, that's bringing jail time. And then there's other cases like I won't go into. There's other varieties, but this is our number one to look at. And we see two malefics in those of the four houses, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We see that second house is bringing jail time, and that fifth house is bringing jail time, and that fifth house is bringing it. And it says according to the sign, and so our sign is Virgo. So what kind of you know jail time is Virgo bringing?
Community service.
I don't know, but it's Mars is also in a Gemini ruled sign, so there's some financial stuff going on.
Mm.
And so that elder abuse, maybe she was stealing money from an old person or something, you know, like taking an old like, I don't know, cheating an old person of their money or something. Something who you'll find out soon,
mm-hmm.
but. But that they're both in mercurial signs. And mercurial Rahu in a mercurial sign is financial deceit. And a Venus sign is sexual deceits. Yeah. All right. So you good? You ready for?
Except for the part of having to determine whether to give her the Bhagavata mantra. That's terrible. Thanks.
There's one of those calls you gotta make, right? You'll know whether she needs to be saved or not. I mean, you make the judgment call, like, nah, woman, you need to go to jail for that one, you know, and then heck. Right? Like. All right. So where are we? We're at 7:21. Hi. But we started late, so. I'm going to stop that recording and start another one.